On the heels of that, we head to Buffalo. Ryan Leslie of Sportsnet joins us from there. Ryan, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay, Scott, thanks for having me.
You've been in trying to digest this information over less than 24 hours after speaking with Brad Treliving and being part of that scrum today. Where are you at on the situation?
Well, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's a very emotional time, obviously, for the organization, obviously for society in general, those affected on all sides of it. But we just spoke with some of the players. Obviously, Brad Treliving met with the media, so too did some of the players. They're trying to block out the noise, if you will, and try to focus on hockey. But certainly, you know, there's an understanding, Scott, just that, you know, as a player in Hakeem Alou, if that, you know, incident occurred, then they applaud somebody for having the courage to stand up and having the strength to address it whenever they could. Because that, you know, type of behavior and language certainly isn't acceptable. They know that. They recognize that. And, you know, they have said that they have not experienced that in their time either in Calgary or with teammates around the league at various points in their career. There's been an equality. There's been an understanding. I think we'd be foolish to suggest it doesn't happen, but to their experience, they haven't experienced it. So, you know, we spoke with Derek Ryan, who played for Bill and Junior out in Spokane and had never witnessed anything like that. Oliver Shillington, a Swedish player who has never experienced any racial slurs in this organization whatsoever. Milan Lucic just spoke a moment ago talking about some of the players of color that he's played with and against, and his idol, Jerome McGinley, Kendall McCardle and Junior. Obviously, Darnell Nurse and he are very close, and they haven't experienced that that he has noticed. But that doesn't excuse the fact that if it happened, it needs to be dealt with.
Certainly does. There was no commitment from Brad Treliving on a timeline for this investigation, but I would have to think that they have some sort of decision and finding before this game tomorrow in Buffalo, correct?
It feels that way, doesn't it? And it also feels like here that I wonder if we might, you know, depending on the swiftness and the Flames have been very good and transparent about it, but very thorough as well. It just feels as though we may have to do this again in terms of a statement or something as we go forward. I don't want to predict or suggest that that is the only way it's going to go, but if this does ring true, I don't know how many options they would have but to look at you know, the dismissal of a head coach. But if he if they conclude that he didn't say it, which, you know, I understand all the reports out there, and I understand the temperature here. This is a very, very challenging and sensitive one. But I think that, you know, I think if it happens, then I don't know if you have many alternatives.
Does it feel like trust has been broken already between Bill Peters and the players in that room?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. Not at this point, anyhow. And certainly this is a very big developing story, Scott, but I don't think that's the case at this point. I think there was a lot of shock last night and this morning when players started to get official word and they went out and did their job on the ice. It was an upbeat practice. And yeah, I don't know as though that's the sentiment at this point.
Ryan Leslie joining me from Buffalo. He reports on the Calgary Flames, of course, with Sportsnet in Calgary. It's been a tumultuous season for so many reasons that don't involve this, Ryan. I don't know how to rank them. I really don't. But this has been a rocky, rocky road. And I'm leaving the Bill Peters accusations out of this right now. I'm just talking from a hockey standpoint.
Yeah.
This has been a rocky road.
Hey, this has been the top of the list, no doubt. And this would be the top of any person's or organization's list. You don't get bigger or more hurtful on so many levels than this. When you factor this in with the collapse on the ice of TJ Brody, when you factor in some key injuries to some key players, some underperforming top line guys, some losing streaks, probably more travel than I think just about anybody in the National Hockey League. It's been a clip almost playoff like every other night, and over over 45,000 kilometers in travel. It has been a lot, and I don't know how you sort of bounce back from this. I know sometimes a new face and a new voice, take Toronto, for example, that might be just what they needed, but this one feels as though you just want to press pause and reset. But there's a lot of work to be done before that feeling takes over.
No question about it. Absolutely agree with that 100%. And while these are extremely uncomfortable and difficult conversations to have, and there's going to be some people answering questions at a variety of levels, because you and I both know this started with Mike Babcock allegations, and now it has spawned into this. And there are going to be other stories that come out of the woodwork along the way. As difficult as it's going to be to go through, this is a positive impact of player empowerment, is it not?
It is. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we have to be so careful with what we say, but I really look at this as this goes beyond hockey. This goes beyond football. This goes beyond sport.
Yes.
This is cultural and societal. At least that's how I feel. We've seen this type of thing in politics. We've seen this type of thing in sport. We've seen this type of thing on the street. It's awful. And it's just the way the world works. And the one thing that is really disheartening on so many levels is just the finger pointing and the amount of who's right, who's wrong, who's living in glass houses, who's perfect. And I think we all need to be held a lot more accountable. That's for darn sure. But I think we better look in our own backyard first before we start smearing. But the reality at the end of the day, those comments just aren't acceptable, no matter who makes them. And you feel for anybody who has to hear them. You hope it's off, you know, like if this player experienced it, that's awful and that's unacceptable. But you also, you need the truth, and that's all that matters.
You make a very good point. It's easy to point at someone else without looking at yourself. And I hope that's what comes out of it, not for just coaches in sport or not just for hockey or any faction for that. For people listening to this right now, I mean, it really is a reminder that, look, we're all human, we all make mistakes, but it's being accountable for your mistakes and taking the proper pathway to repair relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think somebody said it this morning, you know, you used to be scared of Big Brother. Now it's Little Brother with a big Twitter account, and everybody has a platform, and good, bad, or otherwise, it's going to be out there. And I think we can see that there's, you know, finally, some have a voice and a way to make change. That's fantastic. And on the negative side of it, it's real easy to pile on. So no matter where you come out on that, on this whole thing, the bottom line is that language cannot be tolerated. You hope the truth comes out, and you hope everybody just kind of learns and takes it easy on one another. It's really, really somber around here, and I know it's got to be somber in those affected by it in their lives, and you just hope that never happens, and going forward that we can certainly learn from it. But it does go beyond hockey, that's for sure.
Any guesses as to what Hockey Canada does, having seen some of these stories come out over the last few days?
Oh, Hockey Canada. No, I couldn't speculate on what Hockey Canada is doing. Obviously, Bill has a long history with that organization, but I certainly couldn't begin to speculate with them. I'm embedded over here. I'm not sure what they're feeling or saying over there.
Hey, Ryan, thank you very much for your time. I know this is not what you expected to be doing on this road trip whatsoever. It's not what you expected to be doing sometime in the first period last night. It's a developing story. It's one that everybody wants to talk about as much as they don't want to talk about it. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Scotty.
Sportsnet 650.